Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from lots of people, and all the questions have the same theme. I overspent, ran up lots of debts, didn't pay taxes. Now I'm in big trouble. What do I do? Dear family, I hate to start days looking at the fallout from irresponsible behavior. Folks running up lots of debt for junk they didn't really need and no longer have. Cutting their withholding, not making estimated tax payments, while making a lot of money. Well, you enjoyed the trips, the dinners at prime restaurants, the orchestra seats at the best shows, the fancy cars, which are now essentially worthless. Of course, don't forget the designer clothes bought at premium prices that you showed off to all your friends, which can now be sold perhaps on consignment for pennies on the dollar, or whatever the heck else you did to consume $30,000, $60,000, or $100,000 or more in debt. And it makes me cry to remember a client whose father died several years ago, leaving an estate worth well over $1 million, that she managed to totally deplete in less than 3 years, with cruises, fancy meals, and tattooing, until she had to sell her home, cash out her IRAs, spent that money too, and ended up flat broke. Then there's the guy. This is really going to make you cry. He wants to live among wealthy folks. So he stole from his family and his best friends, his lifelong friends, to support his lifestyle. Then he didn't bother to teach his children any responsibility either. They've been leeching on him, producing dozens of children they can't afford to support, and count on him to keep finding often illegal ways to maintain their living standards within their wealthy community. You know anyone like him? I mean, besides the Madoffs, of course. This is all flat-out irresponsibility. Folks watch too much television or see too many public figures who become notorious for ripping off the system big time, so they think it's okay to do the same thing. So what if I enjoy myself now and then abdicate responsibility and bankrupt my credit cards and tax debts? Big deal. Doesn't everyone do it? Don't the credit card companies deserve it? No, we don't. Most of us actually take responsibilities for our actions. We actually pay our bills. We live, at least, close to our means. We manage to save enough money to buy a home, even if it's not a castle. And we forego the $5,000 trip and take perhaps a local tour for $500. We don't show off the $3,000 purse or boots that we wear only once, and that looks so similar to the $30 knockoff from Ross or Payless or Target. And can you believe it? We manage to have a great time, we laugh, we're happy, and we enjoy our lives. Even better, we don't have that looming nuclear cloud of debt about to descend upon our lives. So why the rant? Well, I got to tell you, it really hurts me when I can't give a truly helpful answer. And because it's time for you to look at your finances with a more objective eye. If you're on the verge of getting in trouble, you still have time to fix it. If you've been indulging your offspring, you still have time to rein them in and retrain them, and perhaps yourself. It is time to stop making major financial and life moves without consulting an advisor, like your tax professional, before you get into trouble. Please, please get help before it's too late. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taking responsibility and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.